Our Lady reveals an incredible and secret Holy Week prayer for the souls in purgatory. Secret because hardly anyone knows what happened to Jesus during this particular time that I'm going to talk about in today's video. It is beautiful and it will transform your Holy Week as well as release a multitude of souls from purgatory. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I'm using a book that I typically use in my other channel, Uniquely Mystic, The Mystical City of God. Here's a chapter so you can go and read it yourself. It is profound. Let me read to you what Our Lady says first, then we're going to talk about it. Then I want to show you the different scenes from this particular time in Holy Week, and I want to explain to you why it's connected to the souls in purgatory and how to use it as a prayer. So she says, I wish that thou imitate and follow me in this sorrow, and that thou lament this fearful misfortune, for among all the losses sustained by men, there is none which deserves to be so deplored, nor which ever can be compared to it. Now here, she wants us to have the sorrow that so many are lost and go to hell, despite all the sufferings that Jesus went through, and that she wants us to imitate her in having this sorrow. My son and I look with especial love upon those who imitate this sorrow and afflict themselves on account of the perdition of so many souls. Seek thou, my dearest, to distinguish thyself in this exercise and continue to pray, for thou canst scarcely imagine how acceptable are such prayers to the Almighty. But remember his promise that those who pray shall receive, that those who knock, the gates of his infinite treasure shall be opened, in order that thou mayest have something to offer in return, write into thy heart what my most holy son and thy spouse suffered at the hands of those vile and depraved men, and with the invincible patience, meekness, and silence with which he submitted to their wicked whims. Now, explaining this really quickly before we finish what she said, she explains in another place that when we meditate on the sufferings of Jesus, that sorrow and love that we feel becomes a treasure that we could then offer to the Heavenly Father. We offer to the Heavenly Father the particular sufferings of Jesus, and each particular suffering helps particular situations. Now, something that is important for you to realize is that each of Jesus's different sufferings serve a particular purpose. So for instance, sometimes people understand that the suffering he received at the crown of thorns can help those who suffer from headaches, mental health issues, impure thoughts, because what he suffered in his mind heals our woundedness in our minds. Likewise, when he was scourged, many people attach this particular suffering to those that suffer from lust and things like this. So in terms of the souls in purgatory, think about it. What particular suffering that Jesus went through during Holy Week would be most appropriate to offer for them? Well, the answer is that all of them, but in a really particular way, his suffering and his imprisonment after the Last Supper and before he was crucified is a unique and forgotten suffering that we can offer for the souls in purgatory who themselves are forgotten. And even the readings of Monday of Holy Week speak to this in some way. Listen to this. It says about Jesus as a prophecy, I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. How did he merit bringing prisoners out of the dungeon? By himself being led into a dungeon. And Jesus speaks about purgatory throughout his teachings by speaking of it as a prison, something that he submitted himself to. Listen to the following things. The holy evangelists pass over in silence what and where the Savior suffered after the ill treatment in the house of Caiaphas and the denial of Saint Peter. But they all take up again the thread of events when they speak of the council held by them in the morning in order to deliver him over to Pilate, as will be related in the next chapter. I had some doubts as to the propriety of speaking of this intervening time and of manifesting that which was made known to me concerning it, for it was intimated to me that all cannot be known in this life, nor is it proper that all should be made known to all men. on the day of judgment, these and many other sacraments of the life and passion of our Lord shall be published to the whole world. But in order to obey the orders given to me, I will say what I am able so as to not incur the blame of concealing the truth. By the ill treatment which the Lord received in the presence of Caiaphas, the wrath of this high priest and of all his supporters and ministers was much gratified, though not at all satiated. But as it was already past midnight, the whole council of these wicked men resolved to take good care that the Savior be securely watched and confined until the morning, lest he should escape while they were asleep. For this purpose, they ordered him to be locked, bound as he was, in one of the subterranean dungeons, a prison cell set apart for the most audacious robbers and criminals of the state. Scarcely any light penetrated into this prison to dispel its darkness. It was filled with such uncleanness and stench that it would have infected the whole house if it had not been so remote and so well enclosed, for it had not been cleaned for many years, both because it was so deep down and because of the degradation of the criminals that were confined in it, for none thought it worthwhile making it more habitable than for mere wild beasts, unworthy of all human kindness. The order of the Council of Wickedness was executed. The servants dragged the Creator of heaven and earth to that polluted and subterranean dungeon there to imprison him. As the Lord was still bound with the fetters laid upon him in the garden, these malicious men freely exercised all the wrathful cruelty with which they were inspired by the Prince of Darkness. For they dragged him forward by the ropes, inhumanly causing him to stumble and loading him with kicks and cuffs amid blasphemous imprecations. From the floor in one corner of the subterranean cavern protruded part of a rock or block, which on account of its hardness had not been cut out. To this block, which had the appearance of a piece of column, they now bound and fettered the Lord Jesus with the ends of the ropes, but in a most merciless manner, for they forced him to approach it and tied him to it in a stooping position, so that he could neither seat himself nor stand upright for relief, forcing him to remain in a most painful and torturing posture. Thus they left him bound to the rock, closing the prison door with a key and giving it in charge of one of the most malicious of their number. The Lord would not permit the angels to render this service of any relief of pain, and he said to them, "Ministering spirits of my eternal Father, I do not wish to accept any alleviation in my sufferings at present, and I desire to undergo these torments and affronts in order to satiate my burning love for men and leave to my chosen friends this example for their imitation and consolation in their sufferings, and in order that all may properly estimate the treasures of grace, which I am gaining for them in great abundance through my pains." Later on, when she, Our Lady, perceived the new cruelty with which they had left Christ the Lord bound in a posture so painful and hard, she felt in her purest body the same pains, just as she had felt that of the blows and cuffs and other insults inflicted upon the Author of Life. All the sufferings of the Lord miraculously reacted upon the virginal body of this sincerest dove. The same pains beset the son and mother, and the same sword pierced both their hearts, with only this difference, that Christ suffered as God-man and sole redeemer of mankind, while Mary suffered as a creature and as a faithful helper of her most holy Son. She gives us the blueprint of how to do this prayer. Now, this prayer is meditating on this particular suffering of Jesus, wanting to suffer it in our body, as Our Lady would say, appropriating it for ourselves. So taking and seeing the sufferings that Jesus suffered while he was in prison, seeing this as jewels for us to make our own, to then offer in a specific way for the souls in purgatory who also suffer in darkness, are, so to speak, stuck in a, so to speak, painful position and undergoing similar pains to our Lord while he was in his prison. We can offer this to our Heavenly Father using multiple types of words, but you could simply say, "Lord, I offer to you these incredible sufferings that Jesus suffered in prison for the souls in prison, the souls in purgatory." Now, let me suggest to you that after everyone has gone to sleep, after the Mass of the Lord's Supper and then exposition, and people typically repose at midnight, that from midnight to 7 a.m. in between Holy Thursday and Good Friday, that you make a special effort to stay awake and pray with our Lord as you are able, obviously doing this at home, knowing that this particular time, while everyone else is asleep, we are not, because we suffer with our Lord in this particular time that he was alone, and that the only one who was accompanying him was Our Lady and the angels and us. And this time that he is largely forgotten, that we meditate on these sufferings. Number one, to console him and accompany him. And number two, out of love for the souls in purgatory. And as Our Lady said, that these treasures that we obtain will open up so many graces, will in a particular way free multitudes and multitudes of souls in purgatory. And just as Jesus, through this particular suffering, merited to go down to the dead to liberate immense number from those prisons, we imitate him by going with him to prison so that we can imitate Christ in liberating multitudes from purgatory. My friends, this is an incredible honor that we have this Holy Week. Please do this with me. The blessings you will receive will be without number. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you.